Hello, Gone Wild Audio. I'm Night Darling, and I figured I should post something because I haven't in a really long time. I wasn't really sure what to post. I'm still very anxious and nervous whenever I record anything, but I thought I would record myself coming and yeah, that's pretty much I'm pretty sure this is what you would call a ramble fap. And I'm gonna try and stay as, keep my words as coherent as possible until I just need to fucking come. But I figured I'd talk about some of the things that I like and some of the things that I love and some of the things I fantasize about. Things that I just I'm currently obsessed with. Oh, this feels so good. I'm a big fan of people that are kind of witty and have a quick wit, especially when they're quick and witty about sexual things and conversations. Like, I'm a big fan of people that can slip sexual innuendos into conversations without letting anyone else notice but me. Or when people drop hints into normal everyday conversation about what kind of things they're into. They're just little remarks that are overlooked by most, but are intended for me and only me to understand. And I'm a really big fan of awkward people that are kind of like me, and they stutter or have trouble constructing a sentence, and it sounds bizarre, but that kind of have no control over how they respond to things. They're just kind of vulnerable and sounds kind of narcissistic, but knowing that you could make someone that awkward and not necessarily uncomfortable, but you can affect someone to that extent. And, like most women, I think, would agree that catcalling is not really something that they like, but, if someone is talking to me and they end a sentence with darling or sweetie or sweetheart or love or something along those lines, it gives me chills and I just just keep talking. It's gonna sound so funny, but I love the little things. I love the eye contact between two people that are both kind of just sexually frustrated and also just little things that people do, and not necessarily from strangers, but if someone I think is rather good looking and they place a hand on my lower back, or it makes me sound so starved for physical affection, but if someone guides me through somewhere or just really affirming physical touch is, I don't know, a hand on my knee or a hand over my hand and my, a hand behind my back or, oh, my neck, or maybe a handful of my hair. Is one of my biggest turn-ons. Being pinned up against something and feeling someone else's body just propping me up. Two hands holding my wrists down or above my head, and they're so tight it almost hurts too much. Big hands holding my hips or up and down my arm or my thigh or my cheek or and around my throat, just keeping me in my place. listening to sounds that people make, whether they're involuntary or they're talking about what's happening or what they're doing or how it's making them feel, how it's affecting their body. I fucking love whimpers and moans and groans, and I'm completely obsessed with growls. That primal just sounds so fucking perfect. Or just the deep, raspy, stern voice telling me what to do and when to do it. Or a soft, whimpering, whiny, gentle voice that lets me use and abuse it exactly how I fucking want to. Being told that I'm doing a good job. Whatever I'm doing. But another thing I love is telling my plaything what a good boy he's being and how much he pleases me and how good he makes me. Being someone's fuck toy, someone's whole, someone's thing to use however they please, whenever they please. Ragdoll, being manhandled and feeling of teeth the feeling of a tongue trailing around my body, and hips grinding against me, pressing against me, just I love being able guide someone else's body, helping them just please me in all the right ways, or someone knowing exactly how to position me and move me around to their liking so that they can use me. God, I love not having control. I love taking all the control can from someone. I love being tied up and played with. I love not being able to control what happens to me, or being able to see whatever is coming to me, and oh God, I love the suspense and the anticipation of what the fuck is gonna happen next, and I love making someone go absolutely fucking crazy because I don't know where I'm gonna touch them next, where I'm gonna hit them next, where I'm gonna suck them next, where I'm gonna lick them next, where I'm gonna fuck them next, how I'm gonna use and abuse them next. I love being able to hold someone at that point and just dangle them, suspend them there, watching them go crazy, wanting and yearning and eventually begging for me to just let them have it, for them to just come. I fucking love it. Fuck. No. Oh, fuck. Yeah.